step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
The trial of Karen Reed continuing, and it's a case that gets more confusing by the day. And then you get a bombshell. You get a bombshell of someone saying, you know what? I actually did see something outside. I did see something out in front of the Elberts house. But what was it? That's the big question that many people have right now after some stunning testimony this week. And we're going to take a look at that in just a few minutes. First, I want to bring in John Delatorre, psychologist, doctor. This is a case that it really just kind of confounds me. It feels like we shouldn't be here. It feels like it's much to do about probably an accident that maybe somebody doesn't really remember. What's been your take thus far on the case itself and the trial now that we're into week three?
You know, I think you described it well. You know, from the very beginning, from the first time that allegations were even out there, this whole case has just seemed confusing. I mean, from the relationship turmoil turned conspiracy theory, you know, trying to protect the blue line. I mean, there was just so much happening. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, just following the updates of this case, I don't know that we're any closer than where we were when she was originally accused and arrested for this crime.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, are we talking about someone who was really overcharged on this? This does not seem like a murder. I don't know. I have no idea how the state is going to prove that Karen Reed acted in a way that would classify this as an intentional murder in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, even from the very beginning, I never really saw an intentionality. I guess the theory is that, you know, because she reversed, mm-hmm. then that must be intentional. And I think you're right. This might be a case of overcharging. I mean, it might be a case that she's correct and something else happened, mm-hmm. and she has nothing to do with it. I just don't know that a real, actual, and factual truth will come out, mm-hmm. even once this case has been adjudicated. I think there will always be some underlying thing, whichever way it breaks. I think there's always going to be some underlying thing suggesting that the opposite of whatever happened was actually true.
Well, I'm curious to get your take on it from a psychological standpoint of how we got to where we are today. I mean, the night of the incident, or the morning after the incident, you have Karen Reed, multiple first responders saying they heard her say, I hit him. And I guess tone is important in that, because one could be trying to figure out all the pieces of the puzzle of what went on the last night. It could almost be inquisitively saying, I hit him. But you have basically an admission or someone that was connecting the dots to what took place. People thinking, okay, I think maybe we have our answer here as to what happened. Not necessarily intentionally went and hit him, but oh my God, I hit him. And now we have her on trial and saying that, no, I didn't do this. And she was blackout drunk that evening. So she wouldn't even have the capacity to truly remember what took place when the incident would have occurred according to the timeline. How do we get all of those pieces together? And now we're sitting here with someone being charged with murder, denying that even took place.
Once again, confusingly,
yeah.
Because not only is it, you know, I hit him, but that stuff, but not everyone says that that's what happened, right? Mm-hmm. Some witnesses have said that that was what was said. Some witnesses have said that they didn't hear anything. Some witnesses have said that there was more hysterics going on with the women that were there. And some witnesses say that there weren't, that they don't recall as much hysterics. Mm-hmm. So I think we get here because what we have is someone in a position of authority is now dead. Mm-hmm. And because they're dead, someone needs to pay for that. And I think the easiest thing is to always assume that the person closest to the victim is the one most likely to have committed the act against them. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, that's true. But the injuries that have been described, at least during the initial allegation part, haven't really suggested that what the state thinks happened, happened. But that being said, there is some evidence to suggest that maybe it did happen that mm-hmm. way, you know? And so I think we get here because murders are never clean. Yeah. There's never a perfect crime. And we get here because it's pretty messy. And I think that's the real case of all of this, is that relationships were messy. The job was messy. The night leading into the day, all of that was just mess.
It's all very, very messy. And you have alcohol in the mix, and that just makes it even more messy.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting. A lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.